the Conservative and Unionist Party.
Britain's Conservative Party announced Tuesday that Boris Johnson has won the election to be its new leader and become the country's next prime minister. In his first words following the announcement, Johnson said that as prime minister, he will deliver Brexit, unite the country, and defeat opposition.
I know some wag has already pointed out that deliver, unite, and defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energize. And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do.
Johnson defeated Jeremy Hunt in the voting that ended Monday night by a margin of 66% to 34%. Johnson will replace Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday as she steps down following repeated failures to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union. North Korea's state news KCNA says leader Kim Jong-un has inspected a large, newly built submarine, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine-launched ballistic missile program. The report said Kim inspected the operational and tactical data and combat weapons system of the new submarine. It was said to be built under his special attention and will be operating in the waters off the East Coast. At least 14 Venezuelan states and the capital were left in the dark again Monday, reviving fears of the blackouts that plunged the country into chaos a few months ago. Caracas came to a grinding halt as the power outage knocked out traffic lights and stop the subways during rush hour. You're listening to VOA News. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, FBI Director Christopher Wray described current international threats as more deep, more diverse, more vexing, more challenging, more comprehensive, and more concerning than any counterintelligence threat that he can think of.
And we have, as we speak, probably about 1,000-plus investigations all across the country involving attempted theft of U.S. intellectual property, whether it's economic espionage or counterproliferation, almost all leading back to China.
Wray said the Chinese threat ranges from cyber intrusions to corruption of insiders at large and small U.S. companies. He cited a series of recent Chinese economic espionage cases investigated by the FBI. He also said U.S. academia remains particularly vulnerable to Chinese efforts to steal publicly funded proprietary research. Asked about the upcoming 2020 U.S. elections, Wray said Moscow remains intent on interfering. He called Russia the number two counterintelligence threat to the United States after China. The U.N. Refugee and U.N. migration agencies have welcomed a decision by European states to end the arbitrary detention of refugees and migrants in Libya. During a meeting Monday in Paris, interior and foreign ministers from several European countries also committed to preventing loss of life on the Mediterranean Sea. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The ministerial meeting was triggered by the July 5th bombing of the Tajoura detention center on the outskirts of the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Agency spokesman Charlie Yaxley says no one should be returned to detention centers in Libya after being intercepted or rescued at sea.
Well, while that arbitrary detention of people after being rescued by the Libyan Coast Guard continues, then conditionalities should be put for any state support to the Coast Guard until that stops.
Yaxley says the UNHCR is concerned that search and rescue operations are increasingly left to non-governmental organizations or commercial vessels. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In late June, the German captain of a ship carrying 53 rescued migrants was arrested at the Italian port of Lampedusa. Italy's right-wing interior minister, Matteo Salvini, had barred her from docking after drifting at sea for nearly 2 weeks. Under increasingly desperate conditions, the ship captain decided to disobey the minister's orders. A judge later overturned the arrest, saying the captain had acted to save lives. I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.
Best music today. The voice of America. VOA1.